Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you find your way. Sorry we couldn't make it. Still I miss you anyway. Yeah, I just grew and couldn't break it. How I wish perfect was enough for my own heart. Sometimes I swear it was enough for my own heart. I guess I'm waiting on my lifetime. Oh, need a thing another
gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopie for my bands, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us.
Yeah. Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're gonna show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, alright? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
What?
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say. Because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks, threw on the bathroom shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly
Sally.
I ran through her
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put her finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled people, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it! Don't never forget, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh.
Take your socks off. All right. One, however the image enters, its force remains within my eyes. Rock-strewn caves where dragonfish evolve, wild for life, relentless and acquisitive, learning to survive where there is no food. My eyes are always hungry, and remembering. However the image enters, its force remains. A white woman stands bereft and empty. A black boy hacked into a murderous lesson, recalled in me forever like a lurch of earth on the edge of sleep, etched into my vision. Food for dragonfish that learn to live upon whatever they must eat. Fused images beneath my pain, too. The Pearl River floods through the streets of Jackson, a Mississippi summer televised. Trapped houses kneel like sinners in the rain. A white woman climbs from her roof to a passing boat. Her fingers carry for a moment in the chimney, now awash, tearless and no longer young, she holds a tattered baby's blanket in her arms. In a flickering after image of the nightmare rain, a microphone thrust up against her flat, bewildered words, "We just came from the bank yesterday. Borrowed money to pay the income tax. Now everything's gone. I never knew I could be so hard." Despair weighs down her voice like Pearl River mud caked around the edges. Her pale eyes scan in the camera to help for help or explanations unanswered. She shifts her searches across the watered streets, dry-eyed, hard, but not as hard, not this hard. Two tow-head children hurl themselves against her, hanging upon her coat like mirrors, until a man with ham-like hands pulls her aside, snarling, "She ain't got nothing more to say." And that lie hangs in his mouth like a shred of rotten meat. 3. I inherited Jackson, Mississippi. For the majority, it gave me Emmett Till. His 15 years puffed out like bruises on plump boy cheeks. His only Mississippi summer, whistling a 21-gun salute to Dixie as a white girl passes him in the street, and he was baptized my son forever in the midnight waters of the Pearl. His broken body is the after image of my 21st year. When I walk through the northern summer, my eyes averted from each corner's photography, newspaper protests, posters, images, police stories, confidential, true, the avid instance of details, pretending insight of information, the length of gash across the dead boy's loins, his grieving mother's lamentation, the severed lip, how many burns, his gouged out eyes, sewn shut upon the screaming covers, louder than life all over, the veiled warning, the secret relish of a black child's mutilated body, fingered by street corner eyes, bruises upon livid bruise. And wherever I looked that summer, I learned to be at home with children's blood, with savored violence, with pictures of black broken flesh, used, crumbled, and discarded, eyes amid the sidewalk refused like a raped woman's face, a black boy from Chicago whistled in the streets of Jackson, Mississippi, testing what he'd been taught was a manly thing to do. His teachers ripped his eyes out of his sex, his tongue, and flung him to the pearl weighted with stone. In the name of white womanhood, they took their aroused honor back to Jackson and celebrated in the whorehouse, the double ritual of white manhood confirmed. That was After Image by Audre Lorde. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight we are talking Behind the Vibe. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you?
What up, what up? I'm feeling good tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying the music. The vibes is alive. We out here. You know what I mean? How you feeling tonight, Queen?
I am feeling amazing. I am enjoying myself. And looking at life through a totally different window. It's amazing. Take the things one day at a time.
Hey, that's what's up. That's all you can do, take it one day at a time. I tend to look at the world through a paranormal I mean, paranormal lens, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, so
No, you got to tell us more about that. What paranormal lens are you looking through, sir?
Shit can be scary out here, but that's the same. Shit can be scary, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, things can be lovely. So it's all about how you take things in, you know?
Right. Managing that duality, for sure. I feel that. All right. So before we get started, I do want to take a minute to thank and let everyone know that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? I got mine on. How about you, King?
I'm always on deck. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed.
Absolutely. And also, shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. And also, I just want to let everybody know, if you're listening in and you'd like to join in, share some of your poetry, share your thoughts, or just give a shout out. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit that one so that you can enter the studio. Right. All right, King. So Behind the Vibe, that's what we're talking about tonight. And I am still trying to wrap my mind around the, you know, what you intend by the topic that we have here. Behind the mic, behind the person, behind the idea of who you are.
Look, it's people, places, and things, you know what I'm saying? You're either behind the vibe, beyond the vibe. It's however way you want to take it and go with it. You know what I'm saying? So we are who we are as human beings out here. So
for sure.
Self-love is preservation for the navigation around the planet and the world. You know what I'm saying? Especially around society. So be who you are. And also know that the most important thing in the world is self-love.
I understand. All right, I'm feeling it. I know that you have put along a piece to poetically express your vision. Are you ready to share that with us?
Yeah. I'm right there with it.
Okay. All right. So might be yours.
All right. This piece I titled Beyond the Vibe. Over sounds that embody the physical, changing the frequency frequently, mentally opening channels, the beauty is special when holding an appetite, ready to nicely indulge, feeling the hunger to write. What's motion without movement? I'm doing something that's natural, no need to ask you, I'm the cool straight out the frigid head. Appear as a feeling or emotion, this is a token for a free pass, flow through waves like a sea bass, highlighting without the strobe flash. Hands grip a sandwich that's made from top grade. Enjoy your hoagie. I'm the dark-looking man smoking stogies. So we adapt to lounges that fill air with many tunes. I consume what's in the room, enjoying all that loom. Grateful with gestures of kindness from like-mindedness. Took off invisible blinders. The ops can see the stature that stand on God's will. As I peel back the covers of evil within the people, Skylab waiting on heroes. Returns are awesome without the cost out of pocket. While riding on margins, that's the spread. Whatever's led to accomplish a mission with no division while I'm living or playing position, I'm happy now that I listen. If old is new from elders, my generation of settlers of grant and moments between what was then I found and now, raising the stakes, creating a powerful unity. It's the beauty of grouping a crew or a posse. Let's get it together. JW.
Yes, I'm feeling that. And that's a totally different flow for you. I'm just sitting over here like, what? Okay, checking out, bringing it.
I went back to the early 90s of my writing, you know what I'm saying? So thank you. I appreciate that.
What I like about it is it puts more inflection behind what you mean than the rhyme. sometimes we get caught up in our rhyming so much that we kind of forget that we want people to feel our words. And the way your flow was tonight with this piece and that question of what's motion without movement, that's a word right there. That's a whole other piece. That's like a prompt in and of itself that might be a conversation one day. I'm digging that.
I have diversity. I not only have rhyme scheme because I know I'm dope and fly with it and shit, but I can go outside the box to my original format, you know what I'm saying, way before, you know what I'm saying, like I'll say 35 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So I've just been in that different wave like that, you know what I mean? So, you just gotta go where you go with it. You know what I'm saying? Wherever spirit tells you. So that's the big business of it on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I respect that pen. I respect that diversity in your pen. I respect it. That's up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I know I'm that same way. I can be like rhymy, and I'm like, is it more important to rhyme or to be heard? You know what I mean? to make a point somewhere along what you're saying, you know? That's just my thought on it, what I've been thinking about it as I've been trying to work my way through this little block I'm doing. Anywho, I loved your piece. I really did.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Definitely will. Quinn, what you got for us, though? You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to read this piece that I wrote. It's called While My Lover Sleeps.
Oh, okay. The mic is yours.
While my lover sleeps, I listen closely to the symphony that plays as he lays splayed across the bed, cradling my head, tucked and close, his arms and my body entwined. This feels like ever after this time. This feeling reminds me of fresh baked bread wafting up from a hearthside homestead. This feels sacred, wrapped and flanked in each other like blankets. I feel content. I close my eyes and listen to the lullabies. His heartbeat strums against my back, playing a gentle pitter-pat. Even his snores are gentle beasts, gently calling out to me. They begin as a growl in his barrel chest, followed by the gentlest puff that is his outbreath, cocooned like wombs, at peace, together. I could lay here like this forever. So often I selfishly look for a life, long for a life where you could just speak into me. With the moon as a timepiece, our dreams as a compass, I long to be the freedom in your free time, and the belly full of butterflies in your favorite song. I long to be in your dreams. I'm remiss to be the missing of your delicate kisses. I'm remiss at the missing of your delicate kisses, the warmth, the cuddle of your baby soft whiskers, indifferent to every sentiment beyond our bedpost. See, it's placid here on the surface of this kiss. It's a lake with no wind. It's an eternity etched in goose flesh skin. It's urgently easy here. A relentless surrendering to the warmth of another sun, to the tide of a new moon. Here is a dope poem with no ending, water with no bottom, too deep to dive in. Here is me, slave, pliable for the first time in forever. Here is satiated hunger for unfamiliar foods and truths as juicy as forbidden fruit. It's so tranquil here on the surface of this moment. This easy-skinned river, this melding so perfect, so purple, like my favorite color, and fresh bruises. It's like knowing something unfamiliar. It's in my gut. It's on my skin like a scent. It's in my dreams. It's on my mind. It's in your hands here. It's in my face. It's in your beard like my hands. It's somewhere between before, ever, and after, and it exists for an eternity. That is so, so easy. I could live on the surface of it forever. like hope lives on a dandelion puff wish. Here is me. Here is you, flesh perfect, giving and taking in equal measure. Here is neither greedy nor gracious. Here is I. Here is yes to everything and no to forgetting. Here is tattooed behind my eyelids and emblazoned in my skin. It's a saccharine tinge left on my lips. Here, nothing is forbidden and all is light. Sun and feather, here is white. Here, his kiss is branded on my soul. I take a second to thank God for keeping him whole. I kiss his frontal lobe and pray for his peace. I thank all these things while my lover sleeps. Amen.
I hear you right there, Queen. I hear you. I see you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You definitely be inking it out, my man. Okay.
Thank you.
It's like seeing a cake. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Plain and everything. You know whoever made it is beautiful and it's good. It's tasty. But then you come and just layer it out with some nice fresh icing. And just tops it off. So, hey, that was a dope piece online. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing online. I mean,
thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. For sure.
Thank you. We good out here in these streets. We good.
We good. That's the deal. CB4, we all we got.
That's right. And, you know, like the boss man would say, yeah.
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 Okay. You ready to get to some of these callers?
Yeah, let's open these phone lines up and whatnot. We got some people out here. They want to get busy tonight. They feeling the energy of what's coming this weekend. So let's open the phone lines and say hello. Word.
And let me correct myself. I'm not gonna say these callers. I'm gonna say these amazing poets that have had the courage and taken the time to share their art with us.
We appreciate you. We got mad love for you. Come in and talk your shit. You know what I mean?
So the first poet that we have up on the mic is none other than our station manager himself, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, man. Listen.
What up, bro?
Hello, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. Man, y'all got me in nostalgia mode with some of this music y'all playing. This throwback hip hop. I've been dancing. I've been beatboxing. Almost did a head spin, but I ain't got that kind of courage like Paul Sampson be out there doing backflips at my age, you know. But dope ink shared tonight, and the vibe is definitely a groove right now, man. I'm feeling it. Dope show so far.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, man.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was so good to hear your voice. How are you? How have you been? How's your weekend go?
Oh, man, my weekend was good. Me and I worked a little bit, get some little overtime. Then me and the kids did a little bit of Mexican tacos and stuff, you know, let them do their thing. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of tacos or Mexican food, but you give me a good burrito, a good soft taco, man, I'm in there.
Right, yeah. If you guys haven't checked out Mr. Van Meadows' page for his daily inspirational quotes to keep in tone with what this wonderful poet is doing, definitely check it out for the recipes of the food porn, because it is out there in the poetry. But, you know, he feels more food porn lately than the poetry.
That's right. Thank you, Queen Simmons. Thank you.
I'm gonna steal your recipes and tweak it.
Hey, go ahead, bro. Hey, man, go in. Listen. I'm a foodie, man. You steal something and you make it great, you better share it with me. That's all I got.
I didn't say make it great. I said I'm going to steal it and tweak it. You know what I mean? I'm a thief. Food thief, not a poetry thief. You know what I mean?
right. Well, I'm a poetry thief tonight, y'all. I told LaPearl a Negra that I was going to take one of her lines from one of her pieces the other night, and I sure did use it in my piece that I'm going to do tonight.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I can't
wait
to hear it.
So you ain't really stealing it when I, you just, you know what I'm saying, sample.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
I sample. There you go. I sample.
Yeah, you sample. You, that's family, so you ain't stealing. You just
yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, look. In the words of, of the big boss, man, hey, baby love, don't worry about it. If I get paid for it, then, baby, I'd definitely give you your royalties.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about any kind of royalties, baby.
Yeah.
Take your socks off, baby.
Got it down
he gonna fire me tomorrow, but I'll be back. It's all good.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Oh God, how you gonna get fired? You gonna get day off?
Hey man, it
well,
happens. It happens. But I ain't never off, man.
That's what I was gonna say.
When I get older, I wanna be like poetic.
Yeah. Busy man with a lot of hats on, but I can't wait to hear
absolutely
this piece that you're talking about with this line.
Oh man,
the
Pearl
and Negra keeps our so hot lines that you want to sample from. So I
she
definitely
do. She
can't
do
wait to hear it.
And I gave this one a unique title too, just because we're talking about vibe, you know, behind the vibe tonight. And I titled this one called Urban Religion.
Urban Religion. All right. So the mic, when you're ready,
well,
the mic is all yours.
The mic
Thank
is
you.
Yours.
There's a way that seems right unto a man, but my thoughts and judgment get cloudy because of this woman. See, she gives me riddles with her eyes and tells me to unpack all my lies, because with her is a safe space filled with the brevity of a moment of peace, where the winds of her words wrap themselves around my earlobes of paradise, and her words are the kind that a king yearns to hear, so my chest cavity can hold them dear. No more evidence of a slowly dying beating heart, because my heart is in love with love too, and I'm ready for happiness to start. What happens when the fall leaves embrace the chill of the ground while the branches grieve? There's this crispness in the rustling of love being carried through the air. Then the rain drops and the smell of moisture is everywhere as it mixes with the compassion in her eyes. And I unwrap the mystery's hidden disguise with the hopes to unleash that which is lost, as I asked the world for love and it gave me beautiful chaos. My oasis is tied to her loyalty, and I need her to quench this undying thirst as I bask in her royalty. Her land, flowing with milk and honey, allows me to exist in a reality where she loves me. Poem.
Bro, I might need you to start ghostwriting for me a little bit, man. You know what I mean? You definitely, you be having the different way that you recite your poetry, man. It should just be fly. And the way you put the words together and the content is just top notch.
Right.
You know what I mean? For real.
And the imagery, the part where you were saying of what happens when the fall leaves, and it gets the fall lined up. How'd that line go?
Now, let me go back to it. What happens when the fall leaves embrace the chill of the ground while the branches grieve?
You hear that, King? That is. But just imagine that. You know, because you're thinking about the. There's so much wrapped into that. That imagery is just so. I feel
That's
like, you know,
saying.
I'm no
you
one
know what saying?
To say it, but I'm like. I see so much so much diversity in the things that you write. It's just amazing. That is awesome. I don't know what line you got from her, but the every line in that poem.
Oh man, the where is she at? Let me see. Her line is, as I asked the world for love and it gave me beautiful chaos.
Oh, yeah.
That was her line.
And then you just described it and brought the imagery of what that is like in your life and the deal with
this person. Absolutely.
Killed it. All right. That was dope. That was very amazing. Very amazing.
So her line, her line actually created the piece, and I called it urban religion because in we, as in the urban communities, would be down with religion, all different kinds, but I want a different kind of religion, one where the I ask for love and I get this beautiful chaos, and it creates this. Everything before that beautiful chaos, that's what that poem was creating and giving you that imagery. And we in the fall time, so what better way to talk poetry in the fall than to embody and embrace it.
Right, because it shows you that duality between, the summertime and growth and the time where you have to put things away. The fall is like, the leaves are dying, and there is a death in a sense in that, and grief is tied into that imagery. And going into, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, this is poetic at its best. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. You already know, man. You the bomb, okay? You know what I mean? Word up.
I appreciate that.
I already know. You know what I mean?
I just love poetry, man. I love the way the words come together. And when you give me a platform like this, behind the vibe, and I get to write whatever I want to write, oh, man. There's nothing great. So
Well, you know what the surprise is for tomorrow, right? You already know, right? You know I get crazy with shit, you know what I'm saying? Covering double platforms. Tomorrow, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Oh, man. Well, look, I'm going to have some new stuff for that.
I shake the ground like an earthquake and we're like, does it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. But before we let you get out of here, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, man, of course. This week, y'all, this Thursday, you can catch J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down, Thursday night at 9 p.m., and the topic will be forthcoming in a few days. And come on out and hang out with us, and let's have a good time.
Okay. That is great to hear.
Well, definitely wanted to try to fly up in there, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. You got to, man. You got to. It's the
get
down.
This Thursday, I'm on the slave ship this weekend, this Thursday, man. So, I'm going to have to try, man. I'm going to try.
Hey, man, I would say you might have to slip off to the broom closet, but at 9 o'clock, shit, nobody be in the break room. So just go ahead and dip off into the break room for a minute or two.
I'm like, yo, let me go first, man. My break ain't too long, man. They don't treat the slaves like they used to.
I feel that.
We are going to make our best efforts to make sure that everyone is front and center. And thank you so much, Poetic, for letting us know. We'll make sure that we did. Be tuned in. Stick by and enjoy the rest of the show with us, will you?
Absolutely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was one of my favorite poets, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, our station manager. Stand by. We're going to play a little music for you before we get into the next
one. I know that's right.
All right.
Thanks.
Stand by, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We are really jamming and grooving tonight, you know what I'm saying? King and Queen's Quarters, King Atterbury, Queen Gina Simmons. Yay. Going down. It's going down. Yay, 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 yay. And then the boy man would say, yeah.
I always gotta
include the boss man's quote in everything we do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all people out there, sorry, Queen, I don't mean to cut you off, but boss man, the Raw Links, jewelry, the accessibles is dope, fly, and off the hook. Y'all need to reach out to him on the top yours, because, yo, we got a moon coming in that's a serious energy level. So get your energy right and contact the boss man, Raw Links, like Maddox. You know what I mean? Work.
Absolutely. Check out that assortment. It's amazing. Indeed. And check out King's pictures on Facebook, because King definitely has the rolling collection. Oh,
that's right. You know what I'm saying? And I got some milk coming from Larry, too. I mean, it's a secret, though. So don't ask no questions, Ronnie. Don't worry about that. You'll see it when you see the picture.
All right. Wait till you see me in my Black Panther set that I'm about to get before the movie come out. You don't know it yet. But yes, indeed.
My joint is a little more exquisite than that. It's custom.
Okay. All right.
That's right. You know what I mean? I got the connect.
Yes, the plug. The plug. You got them for sure.
The plug. That's right. The plug, the connect. Yo, we ain't doing nothing illegal on the show, so don't say the plug. The connect. Well, I don't know. Do we say the plug or the connect?
No, I mean,
look, the go-to, we have the go-to guy. Yeah, and don't be saying no names out there because, you know what I'm saying, you use government names, you're a snitch. You know what I mean? So don't be a snitch.
Oh, snap.
That's right. Don't even say his nickname neither. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Just say that guy. Everybody know who that guy
is.
The guy,
right?
With the links. Don't even say Raw. Just say the links. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. I got a bunch of people out here, you know what I mean? You might interrogate me, have me on the stand talking. Nah.
About the wrong.
But anyway, let's get back to the proceedings of the proceedings. You know what I mean? This is the King and Queen's Quarters. Yeah, this is the King and Queen's Quarters. Let's open up these phone lines because these poets are waiting to come in and splurge.
They are. I do want to remind anybody listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and make sure you hit that one. Come on in and join us. We'll have some fun tonight. Behind the five.
True indeed.
All right, let's get to the next. Ready for our next caller? Oh, my gosh. Her voice is so, it's like ASMR, and her poetry is so strong. Next up on the mic, we have Miss VIP. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters, Diva. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you both?
Miss VIP. Woo!
Yes.
You got one half of the divas up in this camp. What's good, baby? What's good?
I'm good.
Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. Huh?
Oh, thank you. Listen, you guys had an amazing start. I'm like, wow. Y'all really kicked it off. Poetic was the bomb, too.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. I'm
indeed.
Like, what? He leveling it up. Like, you can't. It's to the point where, do you hear, is it like it is with me, where you hear his voice in the back of your head when you're like, I don't know what to write. And like, no such thing
right.
as writer's block. And then he writes something like that.
That's
like,
right.
Like, and I'm
exactly.
wrong, and I just need to figure it out. But, yeah. Oh, man. So how are you holding up down there? How's everything going?
I'm good. I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
But great topic tonight, though. Great topic.
Behind the vibe. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you want something that we would love to listen to. Are you ready to share with us tonight?
All right.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled. I couldn't say what was behind the vibe because I was hiding behind the veil. People say I hid behind my glasses, so I got contact lenses, and immediately I was apprehensive because my eyes told stories I wasn't sure I could tell. And if I did, whomever did me dirty was going straight to hell and burned. Mm-hmm. Yet there was something I discovered deep down. There were feelings, emotions, words flowing in the consciousness of my mind. I couldn't bring them to the surface until one night I saw something on TV, made me take pause, really affected me. Made me cry, and the feelings hit so hard I wanted to die. I wanted my mama, so I called, and the burden lifted. The impetus to write came in a rush. So many words, adjectives, adverbs, metaphors to piece together. Words God gifted. Now I write about love, injustice, the ups and downs of life, the madness, the strife. Now you know what's behind my vibe. I love sharing my poetry with the world, especially with my soul tribe. And that's that piece.
That's right, your soul tribe, baby. And don't you forget it, your soul tribe. We here. We in the building. All
yes,
right?
You are.
That's right, don't you forget it, baby.
I love the way you said the opening line, I couldn't say what was behind the vibe because I was hiding behind the veil. I feel like I just want to explore that, you know, on so many levels. That's a
You know, as a young lady, like I'd say teens to early 20s, I was very shy. I wasn't outgoing, and I'm still an introvert to some extent. I'd rather be, you know, my circle has to be very, very small. So,
DLP, why just be rather unique? You know what I'm saying? I think that's exceptional right there. Just be rather unique.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Y'all demons, y'all be coming with that, y'all be having King like, damn. You know what I mean? Y'all, I love y'all to death on that, for real. You know what I mean? Y'all like the dynamic duo. Besides Poetic and J-Rob, y'all like the female version of the dynamic duo. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be bringing it and swinging it. Word.
Thank you.
That's why my crown is tilted to the side while I'm chilling in the royal palace. I'm always chilling to the side because I'm like, look at you.
Thank you so much.
Well, Diva, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in your Pixie Radio universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the topic is going to be bedtime stories and poetry. So y'all come on out and, you know, just tell us a story. How about that? But y'all know how to do it. Because y'all... Hey, let me tell you, the poets come strong and hard every week.
Yes.
Having my diva.
All right.
I know that's right.
Already feeling the heat. Already feeling the heat. Thank you so much for letting us know. You will definitely be tuning in on Wednesday night.
I know that's right.
One love, one mic, you two.
One love,
enjoy
one
the rest of the show with me. I'll tell you, one love, one mic.
Queen. What you think about tonight, though? Like, what's going on?
I mean, I feel like, you know, the topic is leaving it where people, you know, the poets are able to openly express their perspective, and it always broadens up the topic, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm really loving it so far.
All right, so if you loving it that much and all that, then why don't we open up the next call, you know what I'm saying, and bring them in and see what they got going on right now. You know what I mean?
Are you ready? That's the question. Are you ready for our next call?
Am I ready? I've been ready like ever ready batteries when it changed with Duracell. You know what I mean? I'm hit.
All right, but this is the other half of the divas. This is none other than La Perla Negra on the line. You have to prepare yourself. La Perla Negra, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you today, my darling?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing, Your Majesty?
We good out here in these streets. When I love Perla Negra.
Yo, yeah. Y'all killing the mic. You know what? Let me say this. Queen, you always come, you always find a way to pick some of the most beautiful, profound pieces from another poet. And I really, really, I love that. But y'all's poetry, period, is the bomb, is the bomb. I'm telling you from, and Dan, I love what you did with that piece, how you fit the that line in there. That was awesome. That was amazing. My diva, Ms. VIP, yes, girl. I was running to the bathroom, but I took the phone with me. I almost forgot. I was like, no, I got to hear this. And I'm glad I did.
No, that's right. That piece
was nice, real, real nice. Y'all got me scared to spit, shit.
Look, your ass ain't scared to spit when I, you know what I'm saying? Drop your shit like you drop your shit. Nah, man. This is an open toilet bowl moment. You know what I mean? You one half of the divas. Y'all are exuberant in the things that y'all do. You know what I mean? And we appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate that too. I really do. You know, I like it. I love it. You know, it makes me feel crazy when people take lines from my pieces and they put it in a piece. They create a piece around it. I think that's just, that's amazing. Because I stay stealing poetry from, I stay stealing lines from poets. I'm trying to tell y'all, I don't hide it. Because it touches me in a way.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, isn't that what it's about? Inspiring one another? Isn't that why you're here? To share. And if there's an inspiration of a whole other piece and a whole other perspective that's inspired from one of your lines, I think that's a beautiful thing. I don't understand why some people get so upset about it, but
But you know, Queen, when we family, it's all good. You know what I mean? So that's that's the difference right there. When we family, it doesn't matter. If you steal a line or two, it's all good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we family and we rock like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it ain't no shade or no non-grade. You know what I mean? We on a happy parade. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I explain what I mean by beautiful chaos, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so beautiful chaos to me is it's when you have a love so pure for someone, it's almost unconditional for them, because it's like your spirit is not just tied to them, it's been sealed to the very essence of their existence. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not that they can't do any wrong, but you love that person so much that even the mess ups, the fuck ups that they bring, it's all right. It's all right because you want to work through it with them. You don't see yourself just departing from that person. So that's what I mean by beautiful cake.
Yeah, it's like embracing that full duality of the person that you love. I don't see people that love like that anymore, but yes, I love that. Wow, preaching up here. I'm feeling it. I love that line. I love your perspective on it, and I love the way, you know, Poetic took it in a different direction, but it still has as much gravity in both of the perspectives. Go ahead with that inspiration. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, that piece was amazing.
Yeah. Well,
I did bring something.
You want to share with us? Yes. Okay. We're going to get out of the way of the conversation and let you do what you do best. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. So, excuse me. I didn't write anything recently because I got a project going and I really wasn't focused. But this is still a piece, nonetheless. And this is untitled. I found that I have struggled with both writing and the actual poem at times because I am a highly sensitive and emotional soul. And it's always in my mind that the sincerity within each stroke of my pen is felt. So I keep assuming you're gonna do shit that might break my heart. So I keep up my guard. There was a time they took everything from me and left me bent, almost broken, those wicked ones, until I realized my golden ebony shield and tightly woven crown is my birthright, my blessed direct connection to the Most High, and not a curse or some strange, ugly thing. Now, I not only wear it as proudly as the universe loves to adorn the night sky with stars, I love it and present it as such. Just from pleasant visual aesthetics alone, no other covering heals like it does or is desired, is as desired. And I am so full of compassion, emotion, and the purity of love. But I am also strong, disciplined, and strict when it comes to that part of me. Because of what I was taught when I gave from the purity of my spirit by the selfish greed and emotional distance from them destroyed me. My eyes were opened and it gave me that discipline to be myself and taught me how to shield my heart. And though guarded, I'm not through with love because I know that I deserve to feel joyful and I can allow joy into my life. Regardless of the circumstances I find myself in, I deserve love and happiness and to feel good about myself. And understand everything that I am doing is for the best for me. So they didn't break me. They just showed me where my strength is.
Okay.
Right now. All right now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to give you a hug right now. Like, that is so...
Well,
thank you.
Look,
I want
LaPrella
to do that.
Need no
I want to do that.
She just needs.
No, I'm saying I want that energy. I want to just embrace that space that you find yourself in enough to be able to look at those things that hurt you and be able to say, you know what, they made me this bomb ass person that I am today, and to be able to say, I want to go to, you know, I want to embrace that joy, and I love that line when you said.
Well,
like,
I just want
to
say,
as the universe likes to adorn the night sky with stars, I might be loosely. I just want to say,
yeah. LaPrella, I see that you already know what's coming with that new moon. Well, you have that new moon energy right there on deck, and you just exploring and just laying it out for what's to come, you know what I mean? And we enjoy your beautiful poetry and whatnot because you just lay out everything that's what is and what's going to be, you know what I mean? So, hey, ain't nothing else to say about it, when I, you know what I'm saying? You right there with it.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't know... what's coming, but I know it's going to be an energy shift, as always. So I just, you know, kind of prepare myself to feel it and just go with the flow. That's pretty much how I do that. And, Queen, I got to tell you something. We need to talk because we have all been through something, and some of us are still going through some stuff, okay? But with... in going through what you're dealing with, and every time you wake up and you find yourself, you've gotten past that, even though you may face something again the next day, when you find yourself past whatever it is that happened the day before, because tomorrow never really gets here, okay? Yesterday always happens, but tomorrow never gets here. That's where you find the strength in your character. That's where you find out who exactly you are. Okay, I got through that. All right, I did that. So now I'm ready for what's next. And that's how I find, that's where I find my strength at. That's where I keep going from. So we're going to see each other soon. I'll give you a big old hug and pass on some great energy to you.
I love you so much, Carla Neighbor. Thank you.
I see y'all bonding and everything. Can King get a hug? Maybe I'm in my feelings
I'm sending great energy everybody's way with love and light. Zazzle zing, zazzle zing, zazzle zing.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stay tuned, listening to you and watching you and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to have a pity party, but can I get some love?
Of course.
I'm the afterthought and whatnot. I'm going to talk to the station manager about you. I'm going to talk to the station manager about you.
Please don't bring him into this. I'll never hear the end of it.
And look. Don't be a snitch or a rat and say names. I ain't say no names. I just said station manager. You know what I mean? But I'm going to talk to him about you.
Y'all don't understand.
The king has spoken in the royal palace. That's it.
Your message is what you are. Your message.
Is the queen talking?
Oh man, thank you so much, y'all.
Now that was a beautiful piece, though. We love that and appreciate that. Know what I mean? You were so rocking and popping, all that. Know what I mean?
Indeed. I want you to give me a chance to let us know. I know you wear a lot of hats, and I know we already know what goodies are coming up for the erotic love zone, but maybe you could reiterate that. What's going on before we let you go?
Okay, all right. So, alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation and or just some smooth sounds from my playlist. I want y'all coming in, relax, you know, take your socks off. Hopefully this will be a permanent thing, you know, with this every other Monday with the Soul Cafe. I am one-third host, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by Monday nights, because not just this Monday night, which is dope. King and Queen's Quarters is dope. I love this show. But when you come in the Soul Cafe, we got second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. And that right there, it puts you in a time constraint to create a piece, but it helps you tap into your creative side. And as my diva said earlier, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And, yeah, we're doing bedtime stories. We want to hear what's going on in your, either your bedroom or wherever you like to play at. But we want a bedtime story, something we can lay back and have some pillow talk about.
The bedroom turns into the red room.
Oh yeah, I got one about the red room, but I forgot that. I keep forgetting to plug. I've been assisting one of the newest members of Epiphany Radio. Well, I can't even say he's new anymore, but I've been co-hosting with Anonymity, aka Sincere Lee. I ain't gonna give up his government though, but. That's a show called Iron Sharpens Iron, and that's on every other Friday night at 10 p.m. So y'all come on by there. That's pretty much an open mic, too. Sheesh. All right, back to y'all.
throwing
it. It's all good. It's all good.
Here at Radio, doing what she does best, sharing love and light in all of the spaces of the Radio universe. We love you to death, Pearla Negra. Thank you for joining us. I hope you could tune in to the rest of the show with us and stand by, because it looks like we have some of our favorite guys coming up next.
Oh, you know I'm here. You know I'm here.
One love, one mic. All right, that was a pearl. Oh my god. Yes, darling.
Queen, you know, it's been so much excitement tonight. Beautiful poetry. Mm-hmm. Everybody rocking like they pop rocking. And when I, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
we need to go into a song right now. You know what I mean? Word.
Okay, I got you. Let's see what I can do. A little arsenal. What are you feeling like?
Hey, what it look like? What it look, I'm going from New York shit. What it look like? What it look like?
All right, here you go.
It's like the morning time, don't wanna wake up, I just wanna stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that never gets old, promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else, so we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that, so tell me that.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby. Welcome back to King and Queen Quarters of the Real Entertainment Network. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, how are you feeling?
What up, what up, what up? I'm feeling beautiful and gracious up in this spot. This is right where it needs to be. You know what I mean?
Did we say spizai?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
You know, just remember what Rakim said back in the day. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. I adapt
right.
to all environments to where I am. You know what I mean? It's the spizai.
I feel you. I feel you. Okay.
Word. Harlem is everywhere where I want it to be. You know what I mean? So, and where you from, it's where you at. So, word.
Absolutely.
I stay to my roots. Word.
True that. True that. I've only heard that from what's his name. But you know what? We are so, the language of black people is so amazing. We got to embrace all of it. I'm feeling it.
Well, I'm from the old New York. I don't know about this new shit, but I'm from the old New York. Where people talk that talk. You better talk to J-Rob about that. He'll tell you.
I was talking to my daughter last night. I went to pick her up from school, and I'm like, I have to go to Newark. And she's like, when you say Newark, you say Newark instead of. And you say
Newark. Yeah, I would say, when I say Newark, people, they be like, I'm saying, when people be like, yo, where you from? You know what I'm saying? Joelle, where you from? I be like, New York. They be like, Newark? I be like, no, I ain't say from fucking Newark. I said New York. New York. Did I say talk the way I talk? Because, no slap in the face towards Newark. But it just sounds, because of my accent is still there. So they think I say Newark when I say New York. You know what I mean? I talk the way I talk. You know what I mean? It's still there.
Right.
You know what I mean? I told them, I'll be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Well, here, let me just break it down for you. I'm not from northern New Jersey, which is around East Orange and Newark. And Newark, New Jersey, I'm from New York. You know what I mean?
New York. He's from New York.
Yeah,
right?
New York. You know what I mean? Like, so I still talk like 90s shit or whatever, early 80s or whatever. You know what I mean? But I respect a big shout out to Newark, New Jersey, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of family up there. But that's what I'm saying, the accent.
Yes, indeed. I was up there this weekend celebrating my cousin. Celebrating my cousin. Nicole, it was her birthday, 43rd. So we went out for some drinks up there. I miss the vibes and the music and just the, you know, the people. Being amongst the people sometimes is a good time. So attitude.
Well, just always know, in Cape May, you can have any type of day in Cape May. You know, a lot of people think of this, sure, but in Cape May, you can have any day. I've been down here 30 years, so I know the vibes and the frequency of everything. I make my day how I want my day to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I said it's not where you from, it's where you at.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I tell you.
What?
Indeed.
That's right.
Indeed.
Shit. I'm the fucking wave runner. You know what I mean? I ride any tide. So, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah, so while we in this envelope right now, we have a caller on deck.
We definitely do. Oh, and I think you talked him up. It's like one of my favorite guys. The wise son himself, Rob, the wise son. John Robinson, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. It is such a pleasure to hear your voice. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good as long as you're good, and if you're good, it's all good. What's good?
Yo, brother J-Rob, what's up, bro? What's good, man?
Peace, King. How you living, bro?
I'm good, man. I was just explaining to Queen, right? I was like, yo, I've been out here 30 years in K-May, but I still talk the way I talk and shit. But I said, I always tell people, yo, I got a friend that's from New York. And we're like, I'm like, I don't know about that motherfucker, but yo, I'm from the old New York. You know what I mean? So all this new shit or whatever, I can't relate to that. I'm from the old New York. You know what I mean? So that's why I talk the way I talk and speak the way I speak, and it is what it is. I don't try to be involved with everything. And that's why I told her, I said, you can ask J-Rob. You know what I mean? Like, yo, he'll tell you.
That's a straight fact, bro. But people, when you leave the five boroughs, it's funny because you travel different places and folks can tell by your accent that you're definitely not from around the block. So people tend to ask, are you from New York? It's like, yeah. And they're like, well, let's get something straight. I'm not from New York. I'm from the Bronx. Stomp in Harlem and I hang out in Brooklyn, but I'm from the Bronx. So, cause somebody can say you're from New York and they'll talk about Schenectady or they talk about, you know, wonder what Troy, New York or something like, nah, you're not from New York, bro. You from the state of New York. I'm from New York City.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, when people be like some people that might come down here from like Long Island or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I know families because I work healthcare. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, you still have your accent. Wow. I've been down here 30 years. My shit ain't going nowhere. It's still there. You know what I'm saying? I talk the way I talk. I don't change my shit up. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I say I'm from the old New York. You know what I'm saying? Anything before 92. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? But I'm still...
Anything before 95, baby. You from the world.
Well, I left in 92, so that's why I say 92. I left at the end of 92.
Yeah, but it take 3 years for your heart to be removed, so technically you were still spiritually inclined to New York City and the five boroughs, so you still had the five deadly venoms in your system, King.
It's all good. Facts. You know what I mean? Facts. That's true
to heart. You know what I mean? The five boroughs and the five deadly venoms. So
that's right. You right about that shit right there. That's why I told her, you better ask J-Rob. He'll break it down for you. You know what I mean?
I see. I have been schooled.
Yeah. Queen, let me just say something real quick. You can't just say this, that, and the other, because somebody will discover you real quick. You talk the way you talk, the way you talk. You can't just watch YouTube or any movie or whatever. You talk naturally the way you speak, you know what I mean, from where you're from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it ain't like you watch something and say, I'm going to talk like them or whatever. No, it's natural.
Yeah.
And that's what you call it.
We got a different... We got a different way of referring to people. So if I'm talking about my boys, I'm going to refer to these dudes especially if I'm talking in reference and reverence, I'm going to be like, yo, let me tell you about this cat right here. But it comes different if I'm talking about my mans and them, because I'm like, yo, my man is on some real shit. I love this dude because he's on point like a sniper. You know what I mean? So That vernacular transcends generations to a certain degree. So, you know, it is what it is. These new cats, I can't talk to my nephews real heavy conversation and then drop a word and say, you dig where I'm coming from? And they're like, nah, Uncle John, I don't know what you mean you dig. I'm like, how about this? Do you understand where I'm coming from when I'm talking to you? They're like, yeah, fine. And just shut up after that. The rest of this shit we got.
Right. Oh,
I ain't trying to hear a whole lot of that new shit they talking.
It is. Having a whole different conversation with some of the younger people. It certainly is. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, flats, I don't understand. I don't understand anything my daughter's saying. She's 11.
my nephew hit me up, and he's like, yo, Unc, no cap. And then he starts to go in. I was like, okay, I hear where you're coming from. So I had to learn to
understand that. This is like, yo, Gallo. You know, niggas calling me by my old street name and shit. Yo, Gallo, no cat. No cat. Fuck this shit. Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, Come on. Well, I'm saying no cap. I'm like, just go somewhere, yo. Like,
it's just like a dude saying, yo, it's like a cat if he's saying, yo, for real, or, hey, yo, I'm keeping it 100 with you. No cap.
Yeah.
Like, I get you.
Yeah. I knew where he was coming from, but I didn't want to have that conversation. I was just like, yo, go somewhere with yourself. I mean, like.
Yeah.
You
know. And I, when my nephew hit me with it, I was like, hey, yo, no cap. If you're not on some conscious shit, keep it over there. You heard?
Right.
You got to get at me like that. I said, because you still think calling your brother niggas cool. And it's
right.
not. Because you still talking mm-hmm. in the language of an oppressor, saying that it's cool to use that language to refer to your boy as this. And it's not. I said, but when you ready
right.
to change
right.
up and switch up, holler at your man. No cap. You heard? It's like,
yeah.
damn, Uncle
yeah.
John. I'm like,
But like I said, man, one half of the dynamic duo, man, like I was saying earlier on the show, you got
yeah.
the Divas, Adrian, you know what I'm saying, you know, Ms. VIP, La Perla Negra, then you got Poetic, and then you got you, you know what I mean, the duo. It's like Bruce Wayne.
I'm just...
Bruce Wayne
yeah,
and Rob, yo, like, yo, y'all dudes be doing it up. I salute y'all, you know what I mean? Like, y'all do.
Nah, B, I'm just a very humble servant to the poetry gods, man, and anytime I get the chance
yeah.
to be around some good poets, be it Mojave, Van, yourself, the Queen, the VIP, the Pearl, the Boss Man, I'm in good company, even when it comes to some of the newer persons that's down with Epiphany, man.
Yeah, man.
Put Keith Eric in there because that cat entity. Is. Yeah, man. But yo, they got it. They got it really popping, bro. Yo, Keith Eric is
yeah,
a different
no
type
doubt.
Of cat when it comes to the pen and the pad. And Sincere, yo, after meeting that brother and getting a chance to just spit with him off the cuff, yo,
yeah.
my dude. That's a different cat with a pen and a pad, man. You know, and, I tease Mojave a lot about doing the erotica and the sexual joints, but yo, I listen, and I ain't just saying this because he's my cousin, but bro, this dude's on a different dimension when he dive into shit. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty analytical the way he gives it up, man.
I feel you on that.
Yo, you and Queen, man, y'all. Bro, I could tell you from New York by the second stanza, and I know to a degree how heavy this piece is about to get. And Queen, she just be like, yo, hold my beer. And she about to go in. And she, so far, I've counted 5 different cadences that she hits. When she's
yeah.
doing her thing, depending on what energy she's in, I've counted 5 different cadences, and I was like, damn. Not a lot of people can hold that effectively.
Right. Thanks.
I've listened to her for this, as long as she's been on here, and I'm like, wow. I don't hear the same word rhythm, if you will.
Yeah,
and I've listened to it for a lot of time, and I'm like, okay. Like over the weekend, I performed at the Langston Hughes Memorial Library.
Oh, what?
And
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about in my post. Hey, but my dude, I'm telling you, one of the sisters that was there, she's like, yo, you have a particular rhythm in your cadence, and because it ain't
right.
no secret that I write to jazz music. I mean,
right.
if I was still doing hip-hop, I'd write to beats because I need
right.
a particular rhythm in my head when I'm putting something together. And
yeah.
she's like, I could just hear it in how you flow and how you put your words together and your word scheme. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I hear the same with you and with her. Bro,
yeah.
this is just phenomenal company to be amongst.
But you know,
I get
you know what,
to
bro,
be around, I'm humble, man.
But you know what I found out, though? And and myself, the Los Angeles crew, they hollered at your boy and had me join their team out in Los Angeles, that crew, that West Coast crew. They put your boy down with
that
crew. Huh?
Which crew was that out in Cali?
Yeah, Verbs and Vices. Verses and Vibes. You know what I mean? That's
nice.
The crew out there.
Nice.
Yeah, they put the East Coast down with their West Coast movement, and I was like, oh shit, really? And they was like, yeah, yo,
bro,
welcome to the team. I was like, oh shit, like,
bro, when people recognize when they recognize what you bring to the table, and they think that you can add something to this dimension, bro, it's a beautiful, beautiful look, man. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it is. And we're like,
years back, I got it. No, I'm finished.
I'm just here, man. You know what I mean?
No, you're not just here, bro. You're here for a reason, man.
I'm saying Harlem Cat joining the West Coast crew. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, they animals out there. I'm like, yo, y'all enlisted, you know, King Atterbury to join y'all team? I'm like, yo, damn. And they dope and fly, but, you know, I just hold my position, man. You know what I mean? But, you know how we are back in Harlem and the Bronx and everything, five boroughs, like you said. But, you know, it's an inter-borough connection.
All day long, man. And that's why when I get a chance to spit with cats from other states, I just want to stay in my own circle, man. I'm humbled to be around cats because I've been in Ohio. I've been in Atlanta spitting a little sun. I was in Florida a little while back. I was in St. Louis just recently. And it's amazing how black people got the same shit going on, but we express that same narrative in a different light. And it's a beautiful look when we put the words together, man.
Yeah, true facts.
Real
man.
Beautiful look.
Yeah,
it's a transcendent vibe. It doesn't really matter where they're from. It just matters how much you can relate to.
Like,
I love that. I really love that experience.
It ain't where you from, it's where you at. Rakim said that. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just do what I do, you know what I mean? I just do what I do, you know what I'm saying, and come through, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, thank y'all. You know, I appreciate y'all enlisting me down with y'all crew, you know what I mean? But I'm going to just do what I do, you know what I mean? Old New York, that's where I'm from. I tell everybody, even in South Jersey, I'm from the old New York. I don't know about y'all new shit or whatever y'all talking about, you know. I'm here. 51 years old.
You know what's funny?
I'm here. I'm still here.
Congratulations.
I had a young cat ask me, y'all are real heavy on calling each other brothers and sisters. But niggas out here today don't do that kind of shit. I said, because y'all still see yourselves as niggas.
Right.
You start addressing each other and reminding yourselves that y'all are gods. Gods don't call each other niggas.
Right.
Guys remind each other that we're royal and we stand on a different plane of existence. But the minute that y'all forget that, y'all just comfortable where you are, so you still use that same vocabulary. I said, but it's going to take you a minute because you still trapped, bruh. You're not ready to free your mind yet. And I get it. Y'all got your own thing going on, but you're not ready to be free. The moment you're ready to be free, you extinguish all that other shit that you're on, and you start looking at that man as an equal, regardless if he's your enemy or not, and you start addressing that cat differently, and you tell that cat that he's a king, and you can be like, I ain't never got to fuck with you, bro, but I recognize the king in you. I recognize the God in you. And because I recognize the God in you, bro, I'm going to step back, and I'm going to just let that fly. I ain't got no more beef with you, black man. And then your whole world's going to change, because now you done spoke into existence the blessings that the Almighty is supposed to give to his son. And he doesn't call you son because you mine. I call you son, brother, because you're supposed to continue to shine. Remember that.
Ooh.
You stand on God's word, bro.
Exactly.
And they was like, damn, OG, no one talks to me like that. I was like, well, y'all got to get around people who love you and don't give a fuck. We'll tell you, man.
And you know what, Brother Jay? A lot of people don't even realize where my knowledge of self comes from. You know what I'm saying? I had the privilege of being open to sort of the library. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
With Big Bro. He ain't opened me to the library. He dropped me off some breadcrumbs because he know I'm a researcher. So he knew if he gave me some crumbs, I would figure things out on my own. You know what I mean?
That's the way you do it. I got to give you a breadcrumb and lead you to it. Because if I give it to you, you'll probably just get rid of it to get rid of me. But if I give you a breadcrumb, you want to eat and be like, okay, that don't taste half bad. Let me intellectually digest some more of this. Where can I find some more? Well, here's the direction that I just came from. Let me see what you're doing.
Yeah, big. Like I said, you know what I'm talking about. You know, Big Bro, he opened up the library to me and stuff, and he just dropped me off breadcrumbs. And that's why a lot of people don't realize, like, how'd you know about that? Dude, go ahead with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't let out the secrets. You know what I mean? But, like I said, that's why I speak to you like that, because you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, Big Bro was in the league with you. You know what I'm saying? So he just dropped breadcrumbs and be like, yeah, dope. Yo, keep that out. You need that. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's why the knowledge itself is different with me than other people out there. You know, people that say, oh, New York, are you sure? You know what I mean? That's why I'm from the old New York.
Mm.
Because I know how to walk and talk, and I know how to be where I need to be at. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, I salute everything that you and Poetic doing, man, especially you, man, just knowing where you from and everything like that. But it's an interstate connection with you and Bro. You know what I'm saying? He being from where he at, you being from where you from, and with y'all connecting and vibing the way y'all do, it's a beautiful thing, man. I see y'all, man. And it's a lovely thing.
I'm terribly blessed, man, to be perfectly honest with you. Because to be the age that I am, and there's brothers and sisters in this poetry community that don't treat me like an old dude, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing, and respect my pen. That's even more so, man. Because I can remember being in places, and there's a cat that was in his 50s that was spitting, and folks was like, you know, what are you talking about? And I don't want to be that dude. I want to keep it relatable, and I want to be able to keep playing with these words in such a way. And it's humbling when somebody younger than me taps me on the shoulder and be like, hey, yo, my man, I really was digging what you said, or somebody asked for a copy of what I was writing, or someone says, where can I find you? Hey, man, that says a whole lot. And I'm humble because when I was young and cocky and thought I was that dude in my 20s and early 30s, you know, no one could really say shit to me. But you get humble as you get a little older, and you're like, damn, people really do value what I do poetically. And I got a cat on my right-hand side, a.k.a. Poetic. It's like, yo, we feed off of each other, man. You know, like two starving hostages. And we feed off of each other, and we create, and what we feed off of creates different avant-gardes of poetry, and we're able to just dive in and find different methods, you know. And yo, bro, it's amazing how we do this 52 weeks a year, man.
Absolutely amazing. Man, you're dope at what y'all do, man. I see what y'all do, man, and I'm like, yo, them brothers is some bad brothers, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, like. They definitely be rocking and popping that shit off on, like, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, me myself, connecting with different people out here, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? I just stay true to self, you know what I mean? That knowledge of self, what I learned from back being home in New York, you know what I'm saying? I am who I am all day, every day, you know what I mean? So I don't think it's for nobody, you know what I mean? So I am who I am. know what I'm saying, whether it's Gallo, King Atterbury, J-Dub, it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying, I stay true self to form, you know what I mean,
yes,
I ain't got to put on a fucking mask for nobody, you know what I'm saying, and how I spit it is how I live it, you know what I mean, and that's all it is, you know, so, you know, I hung in the Bronx. I never been in Brooklyn too heavy, I never been in Queens too heavy, Staten Island. I always been like Harlem in the Bronx, you know what I mean? So there's no slap towards anybody, but that's always been my stomping ground, Harlem in the Bronx, you know what I mean? So I am who I am, you know what I mean? And I do what I do completely, you know what I mean? Word.
Oh, without question. I mean, because, man, listen, I could tell you stories. I've done shit in all five boroughs, and a lot of it had to do with just either hip-hop or, you know, chasing women or just music, man. And I just wanted to see what the five boroughs was like, man. And I found out where I should be, where I shouldn't be, who I can hang with, who I can't hang with. And I want to be in it. I want to be in the know, man. I want to be around all this great energy, you know, and New York was it, man. And if I could be in any of the boroughs and I met a cat that could spit, I'm like, well, let me hear what this dude got. And that's what I do with this spoken word, bro. I go to different boroughs,
right,
and I hear what people are saying, and I'm like, okay. And occasionally we go places and people recognize me. They're like, nah, Jay, you got to come up here and spit with us. And I'm like, damn, I just want to listen because that's how I feed it. But,
yeah,
you know, occasionally people want they want you to get up on stage and do something. And that, I'm not going to front, bro. It's not easy because people respect you and love you, and they want to hear you spit something, and you got to be prepared to come with some real fly stuff, or else they're going to be like, yo, it's bigger than this dude up for what?
Yeah, true indeed. You got to come with that
And now, you know, I got to find a way to take some ginkgo or some Prevagen and whatnot so I could remember this stuff and start spitting it without reading my phone. Because people are putting you on stages now.
Like, yo, it is what it is. And when I, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, you got that shit, people going to listen to the words and we're like, you know what I'm saying, you dope behind everything that you do. So it is what it is. Because somebody can spit some shit off the rip and the shit might be garbage and whack. You know what I'm saying? Even if you spitting off your joint, you know what I'm saying? It's the power behind the words that's being displayed. And that's what somebody told me. So even if you're reading off your phone, so what? Reading off of pages or whatever, so what? But it's the words that's displayed out there to the people. And they like, yo, damn, that was some dope shit that nigga displayed. Somebody could, like I said, somebody could freestyle some shit or memorized or whatever, and the shit might be garbage, trash. I mean, so I don't care. I read on my phone pages or whatever.
But that's our thing, man. You never know
you
who you're going to touch,
bro,
out there.
Yeah, but you dope. You dope at what you do. You know what I mean? So we
extremely
appreciate
humble
having you in this land, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, though, I know you brought something fly and dope into the King and Queen's Court.
I'm hoping, man. I'm going to try to dive into somebody's mental casings right now.
I hate that piece.
Cool. Let's get it.
Mike is yours.
This piece is entitled, what do you call it? You see, we speak in a language of performed words. And even though life is tough, we try unraveling the continuous conundrum of are we good enough? We dance vocally on asphalt stages while we surreyate appellations towards midnight skies as we take deep breaths of fickle fate and exhale our fears. We spit this in a foreign language that very few will be cognizant of or demand as poetic libations that are poured over sirene-pierced ears. We tell stories in rhythmical composition over the tapestry of time, one worry at a time, feelings aside, is how we divide our time in between poetic ink drops that make masterpieces possible. We speak in the language of today's hip-hop linguistics with bebop rhythms that was once ragtime tunes before its maturation, because it's that allows soft wind to bellow out of basement speakers, bellows out of the bottom of a saxophone, that loud horn that said Louis Armstrong is playing, that funky drummer that James Brown was slaying, that whole we are one family, that Sly and the Family Stone type of music, that if it's not love type of music, because I have this new addition that started with the Jackson 5 type of thing that gave me something because it was a temptation in front of me, because each piece is an extension of our expression as we delve into the world made up of us, pulling out the better parts of infinity and where we want to be poetically. You see, we do West African dance steps with pen in hand in order to reach deep into your consciousness, just in case you lost yours. And just then, you begin to realize that there is no compromise when you are standing in a room whose floors are made up of melted slave chains and false stereotypes when it comes to us. And those who are outside, well, those are the people, they're just hearing mere words that sound like music. But when you gnaw at your flaws, that's the award by the applause, because what everybody else just finished hearing is what we call poetry. And that's what we call me. Call me poetry. I'm J. Rob, the Wise Son. Peace.
Call me peace. Poetry is a good poetry. Yeah. That's what's up.
Poetry on the Wise Son. Oh, my gosh.
J. Rob, the Wise Son. Wow. Y'all better recognize out there. Y'all better recognize. They don't know.
Air.
They know tonight.
Thank standing you, in a room whose floors are made up of melted slave chains. I was listening to the lines in that and how you tie it all together. I'm just like, this is, you are amazing. You're amazing, amazing.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna put out a disclaimer right now. For all y'all people out there that's listening in and shit, if it wasn't for Van Meadows and J-Rob, y'all wouldn't hear or see the elevation of King Atterbury to this day now.
Oh, man.
Word up. Get my powers out the way they need to be presented, you know what I mean? Word up.
I say.
And that's real shit, right?
I say.
Word.
Queen. That line that I talked about, melted slave chains, comes from the original Statue of Liberty. If you look at the original Statue of Liberty at her feet, even the one that's in New York Harbor, slave chains are underneath her dress, but they cover her feet. So if we liquefy the slave chains, and keep that in a pool of false stereotypes, meaning all the things that people said we were, we never were, but we've always been free. That's the metaphor with not the slave chain. And false stereotypes.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Heavy. It's heavy. It's so heavy.
You don't know that?
Ooh, I don't know.
Facts.
That was amazing.
That
was amazing.
And
the way that you
try to find a way to play with the words.
You say it took your breath, but it's like you took us on a journey in the different perspectives in this piece. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh.
I mean, it's funny. When I was younger, you know, you're in hip-hop. So when you're in hip-hop, your storytelling is about how many girls I could bag or how much money I could get, or I'm the flyest at this, I'm the best at that. And then you start shifting and you don't want to talk about how many girls I can last longer than. You want to talk about what can I say to capture her attention and keep her here? What can I say not to lose her? What can I do? I'm not the baddest, but I'm a good dude, and I want to sell this. So your poetry tries to shift. And I listen to people like you. I listen to Van. I listen to King. And I listen to poets like Gwen C, like Janice. And I listen to how y'all play with words. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. And when y'all throw stuff, like I told you, so far in the time that I've listened to you, I've heard 5 different cadences. And I pay attention to the wordplay within those cadences, and I'm like, that is magnificent. Like, I hit you back channel a couple of times for stuff that you said that just touched me. And not that I want to borrow the word, and I want to borrow the word play, because I love how you put it together. So basically it's all influences, and I'm influenced by a lot of stuff that I hear a lot of y'all talk about. So being able to put something like this
like
together is...
Yeah.
Huh?
It's community is a web of influence, and I love the way that it's growing and just how everyone influences one another. And I can tell you some of the pieces that I'm the most proud of I wrote in the queue waiting for you guys, you know, waiting for the get down and waiting for, you know, waiting for the erotic love zone and waiting for, you know, because we prepare for our show, but then we prepare for to come through to the other shows and things like that. And a lot of the things that I've written just based on the way that you guys present a topic and even the way that King presents a topic and people bring their different perspectives to it. It just encourages you to be more full out in your poetry. And that, I think, is very difficult for me to be open and honest enough to be, like, full out and express myself the way that you guys do. You could take it into different levels and take it into different eras of history and to bring it back to an emotion. It seems like it's something that's so minute, and you just extrapolate all of these beautiful things from a small thing. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch, and I aspire to be like you guys.
It's definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, Queen, you got to recognize, though, we family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you rock and you roll with family, everything is on point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all connectivity. I mean, so, yeah.
It is. And I pay close attention to y'all. I listen to your wording, and I could tell y'all for years how much of a fan I am of all of you. And I dig
right
your material so much. You know, y'all give... This time that I hear poets and I'm disenchanted and I'm just like, all right, finished. I hear y'all, and not just because y'all are epiphany, but y'all give poetry hope for me. Y'all give poetry hope.
Appreciate that.
And when y'all connect with other people that's in your circles and then they come through and support you with their poetry, again, you give poetry hope. And it's a beautiful thing to listen. It's a great thing to watch, but it's a beautiful thing to listen to because it means that they're all paddling in the same direction, poetically speaking, and it's just an entirely beautiful thing to observe, man. So y'all do stuff for me poetically.
Well, we appreciate you, bro. all the time, man. One half of the dynamic duo with Bam Meadows and J. Rob the Wise Son. So y'all look out and y'all acknowledge and embrace that. I mean, so, yeah. I sure it is.
Before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you guys have coming up on your Epiphany Radio Network?
Oh, God, yes, indeed, please. To everyone within the sound of my voice, please tune in on Thursday. The Get Down featuring Van Meadows and yours truly, J. Robert Wise Son, a.k.a. John Robinson, sitting next to Poetic. Oh, man, we've got something really cool that we're going to gravitate towards. And it'll be posted tomorrow, guaranteed. And we've got something in store for folks. Our thing is we're trying to end the year really dope. We have some real special, a couple of things very, very, very special that people are going to seriously gravitate towards. And I'm just hoping that I get to hear both the king and the queen for some of these that are coming up, because some of these is going to dive into a different topic of conversation and me and Van jump into maybe once every 3 months or something.
Okay.
This is cool because we've gotten a couple of requests, and I'm hoping that y'all really dig where we're going.
Without question. Family first above anything else. Family first. You know what I mean? Y'all people out there listening in, y'all pay attention to that shit right there. Family first above anything else. Family gonna stick together regardless. Learn something.
Queen, I did something that I think you might dig. And King, Peep Game, I put a new piece together because at the Langston Hughes event, there was a Latina, an Afro Latina who was there, and she was talking about slavery in the Dominican Republic and how certain slaves used to escape and come back, and slavery in Haiti. And she put a film together and she showed it to us, which is really dope. And that's the new piece that I put out called Ancestors Who Whisper. However, I'm doing something that I haven't done before. If y'all peep it, because I attached y'all to it. But right today and tomorrow, y'all got the English version. I'm going to drop the Spanish version by Wednesday or Thursday. I've been requested to do something in Spanish, and this is what came out of it. So the lady said whenever some of the other new material comes out, she was like, you might want to do an English version and a Spanish version for the people who don't read English, but they dig it where you're coming from, because we had a Spanish interpreter. And they were like, some of the words they couldn't really get, but we had a Spanish interpreter. So she gave it her own spin. She was like, the boy, this came out really dope. So you're going to see some English, Spanish, and with the help of Van Meadows, you're going to see some French pieces. And some of the stuff is going to be very good leading up to that.
I love it. I can't wait to see it.
The first part is already posted, so.
That's what's up.
I couldn't do this without Van, but y'all check out the first part and y'all see where I'm going.
All right. Facts. That's what's up. We definitely will.
Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds amazing. All right. Well, J-Rob, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and thank you for the, first and foremost, the knowledge, the poetry that takes us down. Your poetry always takes us through a history lesson that I love.
We appreciate you coming through.
And it makes you research deeper into what you bring up. You are indeed the wise son, and you are
that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? You can't knock the knowledge.
I'm humble, Joe. Thank you so much.
Oh, Don't be a stranger. We look forward to seeing you, and I'm definitely dropping the show this week, and we'll see you back here next week if you are so able to join us. Thank you, J-Rob.
Looking forward to it.
J-Rob, the wise son. You know what? I feel like once you get older in age, you kind of like question, you know, how much you can relate to. But he is such a treasure and a gem when it comes to just making sure that in whatever he's doing, he's dropping as many jewels as possible. And it's like if you pick up what he's putting down, you're going to learn something and you're going to feel something that's going to resonate with you.
That's true to form. And, you know, I bear witness because I'm a fellow New Yorker like him, but I've been around all those jewels and gems. So when I hear him sit and talk the talk that he talks, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, I resonate right there on that energy belt. You know what I'm saying? J-Rob, the wise son, is the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the truth within the truth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I can't say too much because, you know, there's a secret society out there that you can't be talking too much talk.
I
ain't trying to be like Kanye, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that brother is dope. That brother is fly. He's a part of the Epiphany family. That's family. And we enjoy and appreciate what he always had to bring to the table. But Queen.
For sure.
Queen, we have these phone lines open with the 518 coming through. You know what I mean? Don't be telling my government names and stuff like that. You might get labeled as a snitch. You know what I mean? But
I don't know what else you got going on, but these poets going in the best poetic poem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let's bring Mr. 518 in. That means bring Mr. 518.
What does our station manager call him? Mr. Tuesday Night Iron Man?
You being a snitch. I just told you, like, let's bring Mr. 518 in. And you being a snitch, just throwing things out there. I'm going to disassociate my ass with you. I'm telling you. I don't like you.
Welcome to Canyon Queens Quarter, Mojave. How are you doing?
Yo, what's up, Mojave? What's good, nigga? You know what I'm saying? What's good, my nigga? Where we at?
I want to be where you at.
I'm in New York, but I live in South Jersey. So I'm just saying, like, yo, what's going on, bro?
Nah, chilling. Came here enjoying the show. Had the cousin, had the blood relation on before me. That's right.
Your cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Bronx bomber, the Harlem River Rider, that guy. Yeah.
That's right.
Bob Crow. Love that guy to death. He's super amazing. Well, then again, everybody on the Epiphany is amazing. More importantly, you know, and thank you all for coming through Rocking with the Space. This is a very dope-ass show, and thank you for having it, and thank you for being on here. You know, alternating with Soul Cafe, making it all pop off, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. You be doing your own thing out there, man, Mr. Exploration and shit. That's what I'll call you, Mr. Exploration. Because you be having a lot of shit going. You be having a lot of shit going on, like, you know what I mean?
I try. Well, you know what? All I know is to put my nose.
Well, all that I be trying, and when I nigga, you be having shit going on, and when I, you know what I'm saying? So just embrace that level right there. You do. We all know.
Right. You're right. But you know what the funny thing is? The mind turns in on itself. So I gotta keep it busy and occupied. But I like to surround myself with equally creative people. Yourself included.
No doubt.
And this is the starship. The starship known as Epiphany Radio Universe, you know, where we boldly go, where poetry has never been before. It's a beautiful thing to be here all the time. This is the family. This is spot. This is what we call the intergenerational generator of dope shit. That's what we do over here. So, yeah.
That's right, man. That's right.
So, the question was, what's behind the vibe? Is that what we're supposed to be talking about this evening?
The vibe, man. Behind the vibe. What's behind your vibe? You know what I mean?
I mean, there's a lot of monkey acidness behind my vibe.
That's monkey, then, you know what I'm saying? Then you exploit that shit on a behind the vibe. What's behind the monkey ass vibe, then? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
All right. Anything else? No, but I like to process the world. I like to process my world, you know. And at the same time, I try to hold, you know, everything all together while at the same time dissecting myself and using each slide to look through a microscope to get to the pinpoint of the microbes called poetry that exists in every form and facet that I live in. So that's what's behind my vibe.
All right, that's peace, though. So, man, we all have to use and everything, man, for whatever controls, whatever we get, the mechanism that we have within ourselves. You know what I mean? And just exploit that shit and bring it out to be a beautiful piece of art. You know?
I mean, life is art.
Life is art. Art is life. You know what I mean? So we right there.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, that was very well put. I love the way you said that. Can you guys hear me okay?
I
feel like I need to put myself on mute. Can you hear me?
I hear you
fine. Yes. I like the way you put that. You said you were an incubator of something along those lines.
No, so I mean, the thing is that, like, we have everybody as their own person. The one thing I love about what we do at Epiphany is that we're all our own person. We're all our own things. We're mired and pushed into different things, ever expanding, ever growing, you know, and still being able to connect like Voltron or some Legos to really do some incredible stuff. So even with the conversation, what's happening, you know, like this, you know, because I heard, you know, King Atterbury was talking about being from New York. And J-Rob was like, no, you can't just say you're from New York. You actually got to specify, you know.
Okay.
So what, you know.
Harlem,
what
my nigga, Harlem, the old New York.
You know, so, nah, but you know how people are. They'd be like, oh, you know, this and such. I'd be like, you know, people, you from New York City? I'd be like, nope. Nope.
I'm like,
damn. That experience. I said, you want
to
tell me?
Come on, Holly. You know what I mean? Like, you going to downgrade from where you at?
Nah, it's not a downgrade, brother. Wherever you are is where you at, you know?
Yeah, well, okay. I said, like Rakim said, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Rakim's from Vindance, New York.
Exactly. He's from New York, though. Like, but I'm saying, I'm in South Jersey. I've been in South Jersey 30 years. Niggas be like this. Yo, I know this dude. He from New York, Joe. You know him. I'm like, I don't know that nigga. Nigga, I'm from the old New York. You know what I'm saying? Anything from 92 below, that's where I know. All this other shit that niggas be on, I don't know none of that shit, and I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I talk the way I talk. I act the way I act, and that's it. All that watching YouTube and loving hip-hop New York, I don't resonate with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm me all day, every day, and I talk the way I talk. I talk the way the same way I'm talking right now is the same way I talk at work. You know what I mean?
But that's the best way to be. That means you're authentic in every sense of the word. You don't have to change anything about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
they put on airs for everything else. I'm like, yo, you get the authentic me. You know, 25 hours a day is 8 days a week. That's who you're going to get. I don't know to be anybody else. You know, that's why it's even funny when people are like, yeah, blah, 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 you're on some King Drip shit. I was like, no, I'd never be on King Drip shit. Y'all tell me I'm on King Drip shit. I don't set my watch to it, but if you tell me, you know, it's different things. People always want to pigeonhole you, put you in things, get you in bite-sized chunks that they can deal with, you know, how much they're going to bite you or off of you or bite from you. You know, where, you know, you have to tell people, like, yo, I am a whole meal. You are an ant. You are an ant to a whole elephant. It does not work out. You know, but that's why it's dope that you can be yourself in every sense of the word. Like, a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people got to put on airs, got to do these different things. It's interesting.
It is. It really is.
Well, Hob, I know you bought something I know you bought something nice and fly tonight. I know you did.
Oh,
we already know how your pin game is, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm trying to tell you, people are happy out here thinking all you do is all I do is erotic poetry. I'm like,
bro. Let me tell you. When I was in the cut the other day, because I was trying to label out how many fucking seasons I did on Poetry Corner and shit, and so I was peeping some shit out old shows and shit, I was like, Hobby just don't do erotic poetry. You know what I'm saying? Because it was, you can't hide behind whatever's seen. You know what I mean? You do other shit too. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it because I was going through each episode labeling shit out. You know what I mean? I know where your motherfucking skill set is at. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them dudes. I'm a Leo, so we watch everything moving. You know what I'm saying? So I already know what your shit is, what you want it to be, and how you want to be. And you're a fucking Taurus on us, so I already know how y'all are. So nobody can just say, Joe, you King, you already know Hobby just does erotic. No, he don't. I'm like, he do other shit too, nigga. That's just your perception. You know what I mean? I know where bro is at. Huh?
I said, I like to get your crew to big on the end for other shit. Like, you know, because that's what you have to let people know. Be like, yeah, he do more than that, nigga.
He do. I was just saying, like, yo, nigga, I know he do. Well, I ain't really see. Well, nigga, that's your problem. You don't pay much attention then. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Dude been on Poetry Corner. I know what bro do. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, maybe you facing your own insecurity. You know what I'm saying? So fall back or pay attention.
Ooh.
You saying? I know what my family do. You know what I mean? Shit.
True. All right. So y'all ready? I'm going to draw this out.
Okay, all right. We'll
go back away. The mic is yours.
The mic is yours. Can you hear that?
No.
Is that too loud?
No.
A reflection. I write in my strange way of allowing consciousness to flow free, to take all of me and push it gently through my pen. Now and again, I get obsessed with my lens. Any ideas that speak to me, any way to express past pain, trauma, or history, I let it all out. It is like how the heat of summer waves at the end of May pecks the cheek of June, full lip French kisses July, and at the end of August, farewell, it's gone too soon. I process my existence and care not for the pretense of being too deep or my words too steep to climb. I love the idea of walking down an incline to wade into a cool pool of understanding, splashing with the work instead of walking around a skirt, saying I've been there, I got the t-shirt. Given clarity and not being able to circumvent, if I'm able to impart a portion of this art, I would hope it is being the state but accessible of a cake that involves imagery in all of your senses. What is easier to take, the wisdom of failure, the path less traveled, to explore more sure, a high that is pure, to be understood is in a nirvana, a place so sweet I think where souls meet when I write, to ignite the light that I learn from walking deep in the night. Courage from fear or fright, weakness turned into might. I learned love like graffiti, my grace when I hop on a mic with the presence of release, the calming spirits until I find the peace. And the reason why my hands write, because my hands speak for expression, the way they move when I talk, and sometimes speaking doesn't help me to remember. My hands translate the memory, my joys, mysteries, the drama, the trial, the trauma in my personal history, the lines of my hand that flow with ink, the heaviness of emotion, pieces of deep think. As there was a way to have these hands real with the fields of soul, that this pen spirits displays the cosplay of lifelike array, that these hands got hands are ready for that, ready to catch white supremacy and institutionalized racism and put it on its back. My hands put passion to paper to read, erotic capers, no cap or cape I drape, sensual imagination and desire. It's all day poetry and it's getting late. My hands work for the curvature of hips and the kissing French of lips, squeezing tight to love you right. These hands were gifted by James and Noreen, the steam engine of creativity that these hands be, the ancestral elect of my sect, diaspora effect. These hands are the extension, dimension of me in totality. These hands write, and they are the tools of we, me, all of me, the whole of me. My vibe is my vibe. Unknown till you know it. Ready to show it easily from a microphone from this poet. My name is Mojave, and I will always be me. Poem.
That's it, bro. Came through with that one when I, you just said what I wanted to say verbally on how you let these people know you ain't just about erotica. You can spit in any way, any form, and everything. That's my brother. That's my family. When I'm a hobby, y'all give it up. All y'all out there in the Epiphany universe. If you don't know, now you know. Now you know.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Much love and appreciation for you.
Much love, brother. You know what I'm saying? Word up.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Okay. That was dope. I'm going to just leave it at that for now. I was taking notes, and I have so much more that I would like to say, but I'm just fumbling over my words. I think you're amazing talent, amazing poet, amazing person. And it comes through every time you write a different piece, and every time I see, you know, what you think culminate into words, and then you bring this amazing flow to it on top of it. It's like you're going to get every one of these lines, and you're going to absorb them, and you're going, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get these lines. But it's so amazing to watch. It really is. It really is. Like, you
can, you know what it is, though, man? Sometimes people put you in a box, and they just feel like you, like, right there. A person is right there with it. And then when you show a different side, it's like, oh, I didn't know they could go that route. That's because your ass ain't paying attention. Open your fucking eyes. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Yeah. You gotta acknowledge that box. Show up with a
I'm saying, you know, I keep shit above 50. And like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you know, that's just how it is. But yo, that was a dope piece, bro.
Thank you, bro. You're right. I do not disagree, bro. I do not.
I'm just saying, the same way how people say, like, oh, my hobby only spit like anybody shit. But then when you come with some other shit, it's like, oh, that's like somebody might say, oh, King only spit like Rob's King. I can go any fucking direction I want to go in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I can tackle anything. So you just ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying? You only hear what you hear. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we all, in this family, we all dope and fly and we lit in the shit that we do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we can't be accountable or responsible for somebody else's insecurities, whatever it is or not. We dope in this family or not. And
absolutely.
I mean, let me have a Kanye moment.
we the shit in the urine.
Nah, I'm just telling you, absolutely, bro. And I'm so appreciative. Man, a lot of songs you don't, like, someone told me today, they was like, you know, at some point you're going to have to pick up your head and admire what you're doing and talk your shit. And I said, nah, I don't really want to talk my shit until I hustle, till people know my name before I get there. And they know exactly who I am. And so
That's right.
It's like, the work is never done. You know, there's all, you know, but the only thing I understand is it's me against me, and then the support I've received from the Tiffany family, the drip, you know, ES, like, those are the only things I've been telling people. I'm like, I don't give a shit what anybody else does. I only care about what we do. That's all I care about.
That's
right. I don't really care, you know, other than, you know, your personal, your family circle. But, like, people be asking me, I'm like, there's so much stuff around us. So for you even speaking on it the way that you've been speaking on it and kicking it, like, not only does it make me feel good, like, you touch a certain part of my heart, brother. It's just like, you know, because I've been going through that lately. You know, it's like, oh, you know, he's not intellectual. You know, we don't see enough of that from him. You know what I'm saying? I'm an intellectual Mojave. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to talk to you. Like, you don't know what I do. You know,
but
you're so busy trying to put me in that box. Yeah, you're right. That's what I said, bro.
I was going through my old joints because I was trying to label out, like, for post, you're going to, like, where the fuck am I at right now? I just been flowing and flowing and flowing and shit. I said, shit, I might be in season 12, 11. I don't fucking know. Going through some shit, and I was, like, peeping out some of the shows. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this show. But like I said, you know, if somebody had thoughts like that, but I always knew from the beginning, you just choose your path where to go at, and that's personal choice. You know what I'm saying? Just like with me, like I said, I've heard whispers like, oh, can you only do rhymes? Nigga, I can go anywhere I want to go with it. That's just the shit that I like to do. Excuse me if you can't rhyme your words. I'm sorry. My bad. You know what I mean?
You're really sorry.
I learned, before I moved down here for 30 years ago, I learned cadences and flow. You know what I'm saying? So I can make the fucking shit go where I want it to go without rhyme scheme. I just like the rhyme shit. You know what I mean? That's just me as an old MC back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if you want to put your pen up against me and whatnot, let's go, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or chick, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm up for the challenge. You know what I mean? I believe in myself. I have self-love. Yeah, I'm going to throw that shit out there and whatnot. If you want to challenge King and shit on some shit, let's go with it. You know what I mean? I'll put some money on it too. Shit. That's how confident I am in myself and what I've been doing this shit since I was 16 and what I. So you know. Hey. But like I said, I love my Epiphany family. I've learned so much from y'all, and I just enjoy being a part of this family. So fuck y'all, the herb ass motherfuckers out there. Anyway, Mojave, we appreciate and love you, brother.
Nothing.
Look, I'm having a Kanye moment right now, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just keeping it $150.
Nah, it's gravy, brother. It's super gravy. Don't even worry about it. All of that.
Yeah, but like I said, man, we appreciate, man, everything that you bring to the table, man, and peace and love to the honey drippers. You know what I'm saying? And that's a great movement right there. But, yo, bro, I just wanted to throw something out there to you, man. Yo, I just got enlisted with the Los Angeles Posse crew out there, man.
Word?
Yeah, they lined me up, man, and told me that they wanted me to be a part of their crew. You know what I'm saying? Versus and Vibes and shit. So the Los Angeles crew out there. You know what I mean? So I was appreciative for that. You know what I mean? I was like, y'all sure? Like, what do I have to do? They was like, yo, you down with us. Don't worry about it. I was like, oh, that's shit, huh? Yeah, they got a big posse out there. So I was like, I was greatly appreciative for that. I was like, damn. Okay, cool.
I said, that's a good look.
Yeah, that's Los Angeles, man. All day, all Los Angeles. Now, man, I'm supposed to be going out there at the end of the year, so that's some P shit right there.
I was like, man. I'm just like, whew. I hope I live up to the expectations, you know what I mean? But it's all good.
You got the solution. You got it. Don't you worry about it. You got it.
But like I said, I'm part of two families already, so now I'm part of three families, so it's all good. I mean.
All right, that's okay, man. It's okay. Family tree can always grow, always expand.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, brother, no doubt.
So, Mojave, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the cooking?
I'm glad you asked me that question. What a good question. Hold on for a second. Here we go. So tomorrow on the 50 Ray Universe, we are having War Council. We will be talking about diverse topics such as body dysmorphia. Do you get to break up with your partner if they misrepresent themselves through surgery? We'll be talking about dating. We'll be talking about quite a few things. We got four different topics we're going to bring to the table. So it can be really wild and diverse. Make sure to come through. It's a good conversation. We're going to bring in some good people, you know, have a good thing. And if you haven't been on War Council, it's an egalitarian, conscious, creative community of individuals that talk about things, and we bring discussions from the public sphere to you here on the 50 Radio Universe, the starship that only goes with hoes you haven't been before. For real entertainment network, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Hey, I love that.
Hey, y'all heard it first from my hobby. No, man. Take your socks off, baby.
Toy that. Put that down somewhere. That's amazing. I love that line. We go with poetry has never gone before. Well, my hobby, you are amazing. And we thank so much for taking your time out to come through.
Yeah, no doubt.
And share some time with us and share some poetry with us. It was
great
hearing your voice. All right. That was an amazing conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you always got to give Javi and the crew their flowers and all that, because they always bring in different storms of beautiful shit. I mean, like, words.
Yeah. They do. Oh my gosh. I'm so inspired. Like, my heart is so full just listening to everybody. The wisdom and the knowledge and the love being poured into one another in this family is just so amazing. I'm so blessed to be a part of it. I really
am. That's right. And you know what? And like I said, Queen, I just had to throw that out there because, you know, sometimes people label us in boxes and like, you know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of thoughts along my head the last couple of days. So I like to open up different fields of discussion. And when I, you know what I'm saying? Like with myself, like with Hob, and people, they just say, oh, well, maybe they only know for this. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like we all diverse. Yeah. We got diversity in our shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? My brother, even though he founded the Honey Drippers and shit, my brother can spit anywhere, anyhow, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I just got vibes, King. I got all type of shit. You want to put some money up? You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know,
but I mean,
even J-Rod, J-Rod, Dan, the Divas, you know what I mean? We out here. We a family, you and I. Like, put your money where your mouth is, and we're like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Put the stakes
on. I don't think but you know what? I love the fact that people saying things like that does not attack your spirit. It'll attack the need to say, like,
never
you know what?
That.
Let me evolve. Let me open up and show you this other part of myself. Let me take the time to. It just challenges you to be a better version of yourself, and that's something Mojave was saying. It's like it's me versus me, and
right.
That's a fundamental principle.
He's always said stuff like that. When I mean, even yourself. When you know what I'm saying. So that's what I'm just saying, like, yo, we a fly-ass family over here. We get busy any old way. Like I said, anybody want to throw some money in the air? We
out here. We challenge people to a street fight. We just trying to get some love in here.
Yeah,
we don't got to fight.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you protected.
Yo,
I know the Leo is protected in front of them. The pride.
Like I said, look, can you spin your ass around on some fucking shaky grounds and shit, as long as my family, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, don't sleep on nobody in this family. And we're like, we good at what we do.
Indeed. I love to see it.
That's
ooh,
right.
It looks like
that's
as we close out this yeah. night, it looks like we have one more caller who I would love
that's
to
that's right.
Hear.
We got one more call. 506.
Indeed. All right, area code 506. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic with us tonight?
It's Lady A, Andrea.
Lady A is in the building. What's good, yo?
Well, I've been really enjoying this evening's show, that's for sure. Some dynamic poetry, but dynamic conversation as well. And I find I learn something all the time from your shows, and I like that part of it. And I wrote a piece yesterday, and it's inspired by J-Rod and his new poem that he mentioned tonight about the ancestors who whisper. I read it yesterday and was very moved by it. The meaning behind it had a slightly different shift for me because everybody reads poetry differently, I guess. And but this inspired me to write this piece that I've bringing to you tonight. And I have to say that I have always wondered what it was like to belong to a family, to a group of people, to a culture. And so his poem really inspired me. And listening to all of you tonight inspired me as well because so unique is your position in the world, and that you have this tie that binds you together and always will. And so I wrote this piece to honor that and to question for myself, because I often, it's sad for me because I, I don't feel like I belong anywhere. And okay, I'm going to try to get through this. So this is in your honor, and I say that with great respect, and I say that because it's enviable to me to belong to a group, to a family of people who have such a strong common bond, even though it comes from sorrow. So here is what I've written, inspired by John.
Andrea, can I ask you something before you start?
Sure.
You can just take a second and take a breath and see this as a release. Poetry in this space is a release. You're releasing the feelings that are causing you to get choked up right now, and that angst, because you have sound in us. You know, we welcome you the best way that we can from where you are to really, and you are among family and you are among people who care to hear what you have to say, and we welcome this release for you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Breath and release with us. Release with us. All right. Mike is on you.
Okay. So this is called What Is It Like to Belong? What is it like to belong? What is it like to feel the oneness no one else can claim? Born out of centuries of sorrow, unimaginable pain, yet united, a brotherhood, sisterhood, with ancestors still crying. What is it like to belong? What is it like to fit, connect, having exclusive history shared, however crushing it conjoins you, when you were stolen? No, before you were stolen, because your family's never forgot. What is it like to belong? What is it like to be missed, tales were spoken through time of that prince or princess who disappeared, never to be seen again. Your place and time was remembered. They grieved for you. What is it like to belong? What is it like to know the ancestors danced the dance of mourning, raised their hands to the Creator, praying you would come back? How does it feel to know you were so treasured and loved? What is it like to belong? What is it like to know that your existence here today is meant to be? Your story is important to tell. Your survival is of great importance. Your very life is with purpose, to hearken back to the ancestors. What is it like to belong? What is it like to know that each black man and woman are connected? The spirits speak loudly. They want the kings and queens to belong to each other, take pride in where you came from and in who you are. What is it like to belong? And peace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was...
I'm just thinking where that comes from. That is...
Yeah.
Really, it's beautiful. And I feel like it explores a conversation that we often have trouble with when it comes to approaching this conversation, when it comes to, like, shared histories. And the ties that bind those shared history versus those that might separate them, but it's like it's a survival thing for us, I think, you know.
Yeah,
we feel like we have to urge one another to survive, and we feel like it is important for us to feed that in to one another. But it's not exclusive. It is just imperative, and it is something that we naturally feel urged to do, to pour into, so that we are poured into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Go ahead.
It's not, I don't think it's exclusive to, when you look at it that way, it's that we urgently try to pour into one another in a way that I don't think that is as urgent for someone who isn't in those circumstances necessarily. But it can be done. Like, we can. You do. You know what I mean? You show up in the spaces and you pour in. You give your honest feedback, your honest opinion. You pour into the community in the best way you know how. You come to it with these honest pieces about the way that you feel from your perspective, even though sometimes it might feel peripheral. It's not. You are a part of it in your own unique way. It might feel peripheral because there are central things that bind us in ways that they don't necessarily, you might not see yourself inclusive in, but you are a part of this family as well. We look forward to hearing you. When we heard that you guys had earthquakes where you were, we were all in our group. Like, did anybody check in on Lady A? We need you to survive as much as we need one another to. You know, but it's a calling to everyone. But it's a calling to us to pour into one another that we would hope that I think, without going into a conversation, that
I think when I talk about exclusivity, I think I come from, because it would be similar, because of, for example, the Jewish people, what they went through the extermination camps, what the First Nations people are going through very much today. There are still groups of people who are suffering, and I don't want to be misunderstood in what I'm saying. I'm thinking from a point of view that I feel that even though there's a lot of bad stuff attached, I think it's you're blessed as a people to have each other, to do that, to pour into each other. to feel that oneness with your friends and your families. I think it's a beautiful thing. There has to be beauty that comes out of ugliness, and that's how I look at it, that though it's been hard and remains hard, and the police and all of the things that have happened over the years and continue, you still have each other. That's kind of where I'm coming from. Like, I don't really have any family, you know. I'm pretty much alone, and so when I hear some of the things that you guys talk about and how you feel about each other and promote each other, and there's a uniqueness about your friendships and the love you have for each other. There's a strong bond that's it's not invisible. It's you can feel it, and I think it's beautiful. And I wish that I had a group of people that I could belong to like that. You have become my poetic family, which I appreciate because, you know, I'm a white person, and you've accepted me, and I appreciate that, that I'm part of this group. But you guys, I love you, and I think that
Sherry here. We share it here,
Lady
so that
A,
you understand.
Lady A, it don't have nothing to do with color or anything like that. It's how you vibe right. And connect with people. And you know what? You never feel alone out there and whatnot, because when you believe in the Creator make you become greater than your average self. You know what I'm saying? So what comes first in life is self-love. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you go through in life, it doesn't matter, because self-love is preserved throughout everything and every day. The affirmation I'm going to kick to you that I've kicked to me since 2017, you wake up in the morning and say, you know, another day, another way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brand new day, brand new feeling. Forget about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's news, you leave that on yesterday's news feed. When you go into the next day, that's your future. You know what I'm saying? Don't think what's going to happen tomorrow. Today is your tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how you lay where you stay. You start thinking about all this other shit. That's yesterday's news. Who cares? So what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you wake up in the morning, be glad you opened your eyes. And you say, brand new day, brand new feeling, and you keep it moving, keep it pushing. That's where you go with everything. Instead of contemplating your thoughts, oh, well, yesterday, who cares about yesterday? That was yesterday's news. Focus on the power of now. That's what you focus on. All that other shit is garbage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm a true meditator. I resonate on frequencies beyond frequencies. That's what I'm going through. I don't give a fuck about yesterday. It's about today and tomorrow. When I go into tomorrow, tomorrow is my future, and I present it to be what I want it to be.
Exactly.
All that pity party shit, I don't give a fuck about the confetti or none of that. You work on you, the power of now, what is to be, not what is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes you stronger and wiser to walk with your head high instead of your head down, saying, well, y'all don't know what I'm going through. Who cares? Some people out there, who cares? Focus on the now, N-O-W, now. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And I've lived that since 2017. That's my shit. That's what I go to. If I'm having a bad day, that's me and my feelings. Get over that shit. You know what I'm saying? You here now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
No, you ain't got to learn. Listen. Just listen. Don't learn. Listen. It's about now and tomorrow. When you enter tomorrow, that's your future. Make that shit what you want it to be. Don't think about yesterday's news. Don't think about what you're trying to learn. You already learned. You here now. You woke up, you opened your eyes. You in a brand new day with a brand new feeling. And that's what it is. No, nothing else. No contemplating your thoughts or anything. You know what I'm saying? Bring it into existence. All that contemplation is garbage. It's bullshit. And as my uncle used to tell me, get over yourself. Wake the fuck up. You know what I mean? We in the power of now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Ain't no contemplating thoughts or nothing. Wake up.
The Power of Now.
Get over
the
yourself.
The Power of Now is a very good book. I like that book. Did you read the
I've
book?
Read it
the Power
I've
of
read
now
it multiple times.
Yeah, that's a
what,
really good book. I like that book.
The Power,
the power of now,
the Law of Attraction.
No.
Go,
oh,
go
yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Go out there and grab Gary Zukav book, A Seed of the Soul. That'll set you up right there.
Oh,
that'll bring you into existence. A Seed of the Soul, Seed to the Soul, whichever way it is. Gary Zukav. You know what I'm saying? The Power of Now. Say, who gives a fuck? Go into tomorrow. Your tomorrow is your future. So all that contemplating your thought, I don't know. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I can agree that you can speak a completely different life into existence by speaking on it. And that, I think, is something that those books all speak on. And I think that's what King is getting at. And I do. Thank you, King. We appreciate that so much. We
appreciate you're welcome. You know I'm a meditator in the greatest height. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. But Lady A, we thank you so much for bringing that amazing piece and bringing your perspective and coming through and sharing
exactly.
with us. You know, I hope that regardless of how our deliveries might be, you understand that this is our way of, you know, pouring into you and giving you a chance to pour, you know, pour out and pour in. We, you know, it's a reciprocal relationship. We talk to you. We give to you what we feel and you give to us what you feel. And I hope that is what you are taken away from this conversation. We do love that you come through and you share with us all the time, and you are welcome. You are a part of our family, and I hope you always feel that way, and you're always in our hearts and our minds.
I do feel that way, and I'm thanking you very much for it. And, you know, it's I know you claim it, you live it and work through these things in that same way. And I'm going to pick up those books and take a look at them and just for affirmation, my own edification and be able to.
I only speak my truth, you know what I'm saying, because I bear witness to that shit. I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Today is your tomorrow. When you go into tomorrow and wake your ass up in the morning, brand new day, brand new feeling, today is my future. I'm going to make that shit what I want it to be. And that's it. All that contemplation shit, throw that shit in the East River, you know what I mean, and move on. That's how you live life. That's how you bring things into fruition. You know what I'm saying? We don't need none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to be walking around boo-hoo and looking for a pity party with somebody.
No.
Hey,
no,
hey,
I'm not. I'm truly not. I know what you're saying, but I'm not boo-hooing. I'm very positive and with what my outlook is on life and you know, this piece that I wrote tonight is specifically written to not to whine and cry that I don't belong anywhere, but I just, it was to celebrate right. you guys. It was to celebrate your connection. And yeah, that's what it was what it was all about.
Listen, Lady
but
A,
I know what
so
you're
I'm
saying,
a,
and I agree with
Lady
you.
A. Lady
yeah.
A, I'm a light bearer and I'm a light worker. So that I only think about what's today going into tomorrow, and when I'm into tomorrow, that's my future. So I'm going to bring into fruition what I need be and not what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? You walk
right.
with your head high to the sky and keep that motherfucking train moving. Nobody
yeah.
cares about yesterday. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Brand new day, brand new feeling. Bring that shit into fruition and live your motherfucking life. That's what it's all about. Yeah?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, Lady A, we have to, the Blog Talk Lady is about to get us kicked on
yes.
us out of here. So I do want to make sure that we let you know that we love you very much and we are always happy to hear you on the line with us every Monday night
but,
here on King and Queen Quarters. And
well,
thank you.
I love you guys too, and I'm glad to be a part of things. I really am. And you had a great show tonight, and you're very sensitive and kind, and it shows through on every caller that you have, and the things that you mm-hmm. say and share. So I appreciate you very much.
We appreciate you too. One love, one mic, Lady.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Well, Queen, we had another great, exciting night on a Monday.
Yes, we did. I just wanted to take time out to thank everyone for joining us tonight. It has been another great edition of Queen and Queen, King and Queen's Quarters. Thank each and every poet that, you know, had the heart to join us. Thank you, Lady A, so much. Thank you, J-Rob, for all the wisdom and Mojave. Donnie L, Lady La Perla Negra and Miss VIP. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. Hey, Rob, of course. The Wise Son, indeed. Mojave. You know, if everyone that tuned in that is calling in and just listening, I hope that you take the time and just, you know, take the mic with us. Share your perspective. We won't bite. I promise. Tune in next time. King?
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in and see, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it was a beautiful night. Exploration of all the greatness. And, yo, y'all can check King out tomorrow night. Post, you going to 8 p.m. You know what I'm saying? We rocking and popping. Thursday night. 11 p.m., that's up your ass is still up, you know what I'm saying? But folks, you on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Check out King and the other queens out there. We doing some special things out there. So, yo, next Monday, tune in, Facebook. You'll see what's going on with us. And we out of here. Thanks to my beautiful Queen Simmons for being right by my side, as always, going out. You know what I'm saying?
Aww.
Peace, love, and light.
One love, one mic. Good night, everybody.
Love, one mic.